Juno Emergency Programs Manager Tom Matisse and his team gathered in the parking lot of Zantakahini Middle School to share their findings. For starters, Matisse says there's no immediate danger.
But I think it's just important to recognize we found some obvious signs and we have some ways to start to track those.
Matisse says they're examining cracks in the landscape, places where the mountain has sagged, and they plan to measure those over time.
We want to know how active the concern is. If we went up and looked at those cracks in the mountainside this year and they were 6 inches apart, and we came back 6 months later and they were 6 feet apart, we would know that we had a really active concern.
The team used a combination of light detection and ranging, or LIDAR data, and pictures of the landscape to identify the area as a hazard. Matisse says he's hoping the general public will also help them keep an eye on it through what he called citizen science.
People that are looking at these things, people that are hiking in the mountains and paying attention, if they see obvious gaping cracks opening up in places, maybe they'll bring them to our attention.
Geologist Brettwood Higman is part of the research team. He owns a small nonprofit called Ground Truth Alaska, which aims to educate others on Alaska's natural resource issues. Last year, Higman helped identify an area of land that could potentially crash into Barry Arm of Prince William Sound, northeast of Whittier, Alaska.
One of the things that jumped out when we were looking at that is it's a super obvious instability. It's something that any geologist could have identified. You don't need much expertise. And yet, even though thousands of people visit that area, nobody had noticed it.
Higman says that was a red flag and a sign that maybe researchers needed to spend a little more time looking for the obvious. That's what prompted him to identify other sites like this one. Unfortunately, Matisse says even with careful tracking, an extreme rain event or earthquake could cause an unpredicted landslide at any time.
What I would say after my walk today is that if it's been raining for the last 2 weeks and it's an earthquake longer than 20 seconds and you live at the bottom of a mountain, you should probably go somewhere else.
And even if they get a pretty good idea of when the slide is coming, Higman says there's no way to prevent it from happening.
Sometimes people say, can we just go and, like, if we know it's going to fall anyway, let's just let it loose right now so at least we know when it's going to happen. Maybe we can do it in little pieces. There isn't really a way to do that.
That means with the exception of being 100% evacuated, there's no way to prevent damage or loss. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.